Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in, whether you're listening or watching to Kicking It with Kay, girl Kay Marie. So we have a very special show today, something that was kind of near and dear to, on my heart because of, this recent events that's popping off. And I just want to make sure that us as a people particularly have the right information that's out here regarding firearms and gun ownership and having your CPLs and CCWs. And today we have a special guest. He's been on the Detroit Police Department for 6 years, and he is a CPL and CCW instructor. He's certified with the NRA for being a firearm instructor. So you guys, please help me welcome Taquan Parks. Hi, Mr. Parks. How are you?
How you doing? Thank you for having me.
No, thank you for accepting my invitation.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much. So as I mentioned earlier at the beginning, you are a Detroit police officer, have been for 6 years so far, and you are a CCW and CPL instructor, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how did you get into that?
I've been in the firearms. I started out as just a, novice collector. Last year in May, I had a car accident while on duty, and I was at home, and I was a slave to overtime. Friend of mine told me, he said, hey, we can go get certified as an instructor. So went to the NRA certification here, that the one only one that they had that this last year in Detroit. Got certified and turned my passion into a business. There's a not a lot of Afro-American voices in the gun community. Mm-hmm. We drive up, whether it's 8 Mile or Gratiot or wherever, the gun retailers are not owned by African Americans. Mm-hmm. But we spend billions every year in the firearm industry, whether it's firearms, ammo, or accessories.
Wow.
So why not have a voice for your dollar?
Billions?
Billions with a B.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I didn't know we were like, I know people are, into it, but I didn't know we were heavily into it like that.
Yeah, it's the marketing, and especially I would say, okay, the last 90 to 120 days with the whole pandemic scare. I was actually on my way home from work one day, and because I teach, I go to certain locations and buy my ammunition so I can save a few dollars at the range. And when I went in there, there were people walking out with 4 and 5 cases of shotgun shells. There were people at the counter buying firearms that they had no idea what they were or how to use them, but they knew they wanted to have something.
Okay.
So right then and there, it let me know, yeah, I'm in the right market.
Right. 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 So, and I didn't mention too, so for those who are thinking about, getting your CPL or your CCW and you want an instructor, Taquan, he owns his own business that he just stated, Parks Defensive Strategies. And I'm going to put the information here on the screen. For those who are listening, you can contact him on Facebook at Parks Defensive Strategies. You can email him at pdscpl@yahoo.com, or you can contact him by phone, area code 586-804-6431. And we'll also have that on our Facebook page too. Okay, so for those who do not know, can you explain the difference between a CPL and a CCW?
Well, the CPL stands for Concealed Pistol License. The average citizen can go into a gun retailer, purchase a handgun, rifle, or shotgun, but that handgun pertains to the CPL. Rifles and shotguns cannot be carried concealed or in a motor vehicle unless properly stored. So the CPL allows you to take a pistol. The CPL stands for concealed pistol license. Now, a lot of people get it confused with CCW. Mm-hmm. CCW is the Michigan statute. That's the criminal charge, carrying a concealed weapon. So the CPL is what we want. We want a concealed pistol license. We do not want a CCW. Because okay. If you get a CCW, you will not be able to get a CPL.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, because in order to obtain a CPL, you have to be felony free.
Okay,
And not just felonies. There are some misdemeanors as well. If you've had a driving while suspended, you have to wait 8 years before you can apply for your CPL.
Mm.
Now, do you think that was put in place for everyone or for certain people?
Well, certain people, of course.
Absolutely. if you have any type of domestic violence in your history, you cannot obtain a CPL. Now, that part I totally agree with, because if you don't have self-control to begin with, you do not need a loaded firearm.
True. That's true.
There have been some people that have reached out to me, and just the vibe that I got from just having conversations with them, I declined to train them.
Mm.
I don't want my name associated with that individual from what I'm already picking up.
Right. That's good. And I know having a good instructor is key, because like folks saw in the news with the couple from Lake Orion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. see the thing with the CPL industry, you have some people who have the credentials to train, but it's easier to push paper.
Mm.
Hey, I'll sell you your certificate for $100. Just read online. No. With my students, what I do is I make sure we go through an entire legal briefing, as well as when we get to the range, I make sure that they're able to not only stop the threat, but keep the rounds where they need to be. I don't expect anyone to shoot like John Wick. That's TV.
Right.
But what I want them to do is to be able to neutralize a threat in accordance to what the NRA specifies, and also not shoot outside of their means. The number one thing I see with people buying these guns are they buy them and they don't train with them. You buy a firearm, you carry it every day, but you don't train. Mm-hmm. So when the rubber meets the road, you're throwing 3-4 rounds down range that's hitting Miss Johnson, the kids down the street, mm-hmm. and you never hit the target. So what we do at Parks Defensive Strategies, even if it's your initial time on the range, I've done follow-up sessions with my customers. Free of charge, because what you need to do, I'm more concerned with you being able to stop the threat when you're out in public, protect yourself, your home, your property, and protect your life.
See, I like that. See, when I did mine, it was back in 2011. I have never in my life carried a gun, fired a gun, touched a real gun. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you a little story. And I know you're going to be like, ooh. So somebody, you know, loaned me their pistol, you know, mm-hmm. so I can take to the class, right? You know, I had it in like a paper bag. I went over to their house. I picked it up. I didn't know. I'm in Kroger with it. Yeah. You know, I'm like digging in my purse and, you know, moving it out the way. I was like, I didn't know.
So you would have been what we call CCW, carrying a concealed weapon. And if you drove the vehicle to Kroger, so technically that would have been CCW motor vehicle, which meant they would have taken you, the gun, and your car. But
right. Right. So look, so I went to class the next day, right? And it was taught by someone who was a police officer as well, you know. And he was checking everybody at the door, and you know, I just came in. He was like, is this registered to you? I said, no. I mean, this is as naive. I didn't know. And he was like, ma'am, you drove with this? I was like, yeah. He was like, okay, you're not supposed to do that.
Absolutely.
He said, I'll take this until we go, you know, start shooting. So he said, when you go home, I'm gonna need you to put that in your trunk. So in case you get stopped, you know,
absolutely. But that's part of the issue that we have in our community. There's a lot of quote unquote barbershop CPL talk.
Yes.
Our young brothers out here are catching cases for carrying a concealed weapon because they're leaning on this, I don't need a CPL, I can open carry. Mm-hmm. Well, I've had people even call into me to get their guns back at the police department, and I run them. I say, you have no felonies. Why are you open carrying? Oh, my boy told me, listen, open mm-hmm. carry is nothing more than an open case waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. The moment your shirt falls over it, the moment you forget it's on your hip and you sit in your car, you don't even have to operate the vehicle. That's carrying a concealed weapon motor vehicle. It's more advantageous for them to just take the class. Learn the laws. If you're going to carry a firearm, learn the laws. Because the last thing you want to do is be in a position where you think you're in the right, you shoot someone, and Kim Worthy types a warrant on you. And now you're facing carrying a concealed weapon and assault with intent to murder or attempted murder or, unfortunately, murder. Mm.
So what do... Again, you know, I wanted to do this show because of, you know, just, I'm just being real because of the stuff that's going on in our world today against mm-hmm. us. And I feel that we as Black people, we really, you know, if you can legally to be armed, mm-hmm. you know, not to start anything, but just to, for protection, because, you know, they're hanging people again, you know, lynching, they're doing all kind of stuff now. And we just need to be ready. So we won't get got, you know, absolutely. And it's our constitutional right as well to exercise the Second Amendment. So what do you say to, let's just say, somebody that's a woman, mm-hmm. more women, like I said, I didn't know. You know, when before I took my class, I didn't know anything about guns. You know, I was kind of scared of them too. Uh-huh. So what do you say to that woman, you know, who's either living alone or if she's not even alone, but she want to protect herself, but she's scared, you know, how would you? So
this is what I would tell anyone. I have a wife, I have sisters, I have a 25-year-old daughter. My daughter, the brief story, was at Saginaw Valley University. She had moved off campus. She had just recently moved. So within 2 weeks of her moving, whoever lived there previous, his friend came home intoxicated or came to the complex banging on the window. Mm-hmm. My daughter called me crying on the phone. Daddy, somebody's trying to get in my apartment. I'm here by myself. I said, listen, get a knife. Let me call. So I called Saginaw PD. They run over there. But that was a wake up call for me. My daughter was 22 at the time, in college, you know, trying to learn.
Yeah.
Any woman living alone, whether you're young, elderly, have something to protect yourself. My grandfather used to say, "Is anything is better than a stick." Mm-hmm. They can start with something as little as a 38 revolver. This is primarily designed for close quarter combat. This particular 38 has been used throughout time. There's no mechanics they have to worry about, no nothing that's not gonna go bang every time. The current environment that we in, because it's being fertilized from the top, it's empowering those who have, this is what I like to say, Kay. Racism in America was that ugly weed in the garden prior mm-hmm. to 2016. Mm-hmm. It was the ugly weed. Now, because it's being fertilized from the top, it has grown into a flourishing, strong oak tree. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, I don't know if you remember, a guy went into a Kroger in Louisville, Kentucky, Christmas Eve, and he only shot Black people. Mm. Why? Because Kroger is a soft target. Once you obtain a CPL, carry everywhere that's legal. I don't care if, hey, I'm running to the gas station just to get a pop, carry.
Yeah.
I'm going to church, get with the leadership of the church. Hey, this is what time it is. I need your permission to carry. Churches are soft targets. Mm-hmm. Gyms are soft targets. Mm. Think about it. If you're in the gym, you're on the treadmill. Bottle of water, earphones in your ear, minding your business. You're trying to de-stress.
Yeah.
So if someone comes through the door spraying bullets, all you have is a water bottle to throw. Hmm. Not me. The motto of my company is stay ready.
Okay.
Whether it's that 38, I train the rest of my customers with
the Glock
19, 9mm. Because it's our Second Amendment. See, we have to know the amendment first.
Yeah.
We're just as equal as anyone else, okay? So it's different when an officer pulls up on me and this is what's in my car.
Okay.
And he's looking at it and he thinks it's an assault rifle, but it's actually a pistol because it's less than 26 inches from point to point. But when I tell them that, the look on his face is, oh, okay. See, when we know better, we do better.
That's true.
And we're in a climate now where if it hits the fan, we can't call a timeout.
Right.
Get ready. The best shooters are folks who have never shot before.
Why is that?
Because they have developed no bad habits. I've taken them on the range, okay, and they've been shaking. And I pull them out and I talk to them. I said, listen, this is a firearm, a gun. It's only going to do what you tell it to do, unlike your kids or your husband. If you listen to what I tell you, by the time we leave out of here, once they get going, I pull the target in, give them a little instruction, roll your wrist, breathe, squeeze the trigger, don't pull it. By the time they get done, they're shooting better than some people that I've seen shoot for years.
You know, I've had my instructor. I mean, I don't know if he was trying to gas me up or whatever, but you know, when I was shooting, and like I said, it's my first time, he was like, oh, you're a natural, you know.
No, that's true. Those people who have never fired a firearm before are the best. Once they get over the initial impulse of the recoil and the noise,
yeah.
And what I do is I get in their ear and I tell them, it's paper right now. But next year, it's an actual person trying to come harm you, your kids, your grandkids. They're trying to take your life. Don't take that gun off target. Fire 3 shots and stop that threat. Once I put that seed in their head, it changes the whole operation of what we're doing now.
And how often do you tell your people that they should go on the range to practice, like you said before?
I would recommend at least, because we all have busy schedules, I would recommend at least twice a month, once every 2 weeks. Take your firearm to the range. Practice with what you're going to carry. Take the range ammo out and shoot the ammunition that you're going to carry. So you've got a feel for that recoil, that point of aim. But at the end of the day, what I need for people to understand is having a firearm and not training with it. I mean, why would you do that? When it's time for you to train, it's time for you to train. A lot of women, they get caught up in the holster thing and, oh, I wear dresses. And this right here is what's called a belly band.
Okay.
It's sort of like the waist trainer women wear. But it has a built-in holster right here.
Okay. Oh, that's nice.
You can put this on, pull your blouse down, pull your shirt down, and no one would ever know you had a firearm on you. The key is to make sure you are comfortable carrying every single day. Now, of course, Christmas time, we all get more vigilant. Oh, I'm going to carry my gun now. No, carry your firearm every day.
At all times, where you legally can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you
know, another issue, a lot of people that's passing out those paper pushers,
yeah,
they're not giving you the legal side of where you can and cannot carry. There are certain places you can't take that firearm. Bars,
yep.
Schools, daycares,
yep.
Hospitals, churches.
Parks.
Yep. Well, technically you can take it in the park if it doesn't state it, but your Shane Parks, your Fox Theaters, Little Caesars Arena. The people need to know that.
Yeah, that's true. It's true because that could land you in jail if you don't know.
Absolutely. Not only land you in jail, but it can also, you'll forfeit your firearm. The casinos. You cannot take a firearm in a casino. Whether it's the gaming area, the lounge, the lobby, the bar, the hotel, you cannot have a firearm in a casino.
Yeah.
But we got some folks who want to push the envelope.
Really?
Absolutely.
What about like the shooting, like the range? You know, I see some people, I haven't been to the range in a minute, but I have, when I, you know, when I've gone, I've seen people like shoot like way back, but should it be like a, like a realistic, like a 10 feet?
Let me tell you, and I wish I knew you were going to bring this up, and I'll send it to you offline.
Okay.
There's a guy by the name of Colin Noir. My wife and I, we've watched his video before. There's seven types of people at the gun range. One of the types is that guy who pushes the target out to 25 yards, and he wants to shoot the loudest, biggest gun, and it comes back, and it looks like chicken pox all over the paper.
Right, right.
The FBI stats state that your average gunfight is 7 to 10 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. If somebody 25 yards from me, I got a better chance of getting away than hitting.
Right.
That far. I mean, why would I be shooting 25 yards? That's enough time and space for me to remove myself from the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not taught that, every situation is not a shooting situation.
True.
Avoidance is the first weapon. This is the first gun you use right here. Every situation does not require deadly threat. So with my students, when we bring them on the range, I move the targets out to 12, bring it in to 10, bring it in to 7, take it back out to 10, just to get them comfortable with those distances. Anything over 10 yards, you don't need to be shooting at.
Right, unless you just want to see how far you can shoot, right?
Unless they're shooting at you and you have no choice but to fire.
Okay. I lost my train of thought just for 1 second. That's not good.
So when is the last time you fired your gun at the range?
It's been a minute since I went shooting. It's been a minute.
What I want to tell you, as well as your viewers and listeners, when you purchase a firearm, purchase a cleaning kit, Amazon, you get everything. Hate to hype them up, but that's where I get all my stuff from. Even if you don't fire your weapon every month, clean it every month, oil it, because it can be in your purse, it can be on your body, and the gun is going to collect whatever's in there. Take it apart, clean it, oil it, put it back together. Not to say you're going to use it.
Right.
But I can guarantee you, if I need to, when I pull my firearm, I have faith because I've taken care of it. Whether I'm carrying a Glock, a Ruger, a HK, a Canic, a Sig, Smith & Wesson, it's going to go bang every time.
Yeah, that's so you suggest that we, you know, clean our firearms and just get familiar with every part of it, right?
I'm going to tell you why. So my wife, 15 years, didn't want to get a firearm living with me because she felt comfortable.
Right.
I said, well, what if they take me out? What are we going to do? Call 911, don't take a while. So take her, buy a gun. We go to the range. Finally, I ain't tell her where we're going, this drug route. You get to the range, okay, she pulled the trigger, nothing happens. I said, let me see that. I pull it, nothing happens. Bring the firearm home, break it down. It's like Willy Wonka's gum factory in there. So we move that one out because I don't feel comfortable. I get her another. So now what I do periodically, I go in her purse, which I told her not to keep, take it out. It's feathers, glitter, all that. So I know I have to own that every week or so, go in, blow it out, spray it, make sure it's oil. But the important part is, even if you sometimes you have to keep it in your purse, clean that firearm, get some oil, put some oil on the rails, on the moving parts. And if you don't know, YouTube it. This is the age of technology.
True.
Everything I know is on YouTube. If I have an inkling that I want to purchase a firearm, I'm on YouTube for about a week researching it. I want to see the good, the bad. I want to see how many rounds before it failed. Okay. I want to see the proper takedown of it. Is it going to be a pain to take apart and clean? Because I don't want that. So YouTube is your friend.
Okay. And can you just explain the responsibility of the gun owner? Because I don't know if you saw today in the news. I read it on Facebook. It was so sad. A 5-year-old shot the 4-year-old sibling, because he found the gun in a closet.
That was in Redford. Absolutely. So, and it's funny you would mention that, because when I start my training off, the first thing I start with is gun owner's responsibility. It is your responsibility as a gun owner to properly maintain and secure your firearm. The first thing with my presentation, Kay, before we even get into that, I show all of my customers a lockbox, Amazon, $30. And if I'll ask you, you got children? Yeah, you need two, one for the vehicle, one for the home. There's no reason why a 4-year-old or 5-year-old was able to gain access to a firearm, loaded or unloaded.
Right.
Now, when my children were growing up, I sat them down, had a talk with them. The reason why we see a lot of that, Kay, is because children are naturally inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
They see the video games, they see the TV, they see guns, pow, pow, bang, bang. But they can't comprehend or realize the totality of, once I pull this trigger, what happens.
Right.
So what I've done with my children, unload them. Unload the gun. Here, you want to see it? Here it go. This is what it feels like.
Now, to take away that curiosity.
Absolutely. But I also tell them, if you're anywhere else other than me and you see someone with a gun, go the other way. Tell an adult that such and such has a gun. Stay away from it. As they got older, okay, what's the first rule? Always assume every gun is loaded. Mm-hmm. Keep it pointed in a safe direction. Keep your finger off the trigger. And if you have to use it, know your target and what's behind it. So without knowing the circumstances and compounding the grief that that family is going through, those guns should not have been accessible. You have little ones. The gun should be higher than, you should have a problem reaching it as an adult.
Right. And I think that's why, too, some people, because you do have some people, you know, male and female, who do have children and they're not comfortable keeping a gun in the home because of something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing with that. There are so many safeguards in place now. Rule number one, an empty gun can't fire.
Mm-hmm.
There are guns that are manufactured with 2 and 3 safeties on them. You may have a thumb safety, a grip safety, an internal drop safety. But if you don't feel comfortable, what I tell my people, store the firearm in one place, store the ammunition in another place.
Mm-hmm.
A 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, I don't care how many vegetables they eat, cannot pull the slide back on a semi-automatic firearm.
Right.
There are grown people who have a problem with that.
Right.
But if that's an issue, keep the firearm and the ammunition separate. What happened in the day was recklessness. Someone put a firearm loaded in a place where children could access it.
Yeah, that was very reckless. And thank God that the little girl, she is going to be okay. So
that was a miracle.
Yeah. what about, you know, over the years, I've heard people say, you know, I don't have to have a, you know, CPL or CCW to have a gun in my home, a rifle. Is that true?
That is true. That is covered under the Second Amendment. When the Second Amendment was enacted, it was during the time of, it was before that. It was in the 1800s, shortly after they signed the Constitution. So that the Second Amendment states, it was actually a law that you could go to jail if you didn't have a long gun in your home.
Mm.
And that's actually still a law in Georgia right now. So you can have a long gun, meaning a rifle, shotgun. You can go into Dunham's, buy socks, a pair of running shoes, and a 357 Magnum and check out at the same counter.
Right. Walmart too, right?
Absolutely. So you don't need a permit to purchase a firearm of any kind. You need a permit, a CPL, to carry it concealed. So even those who say, I don't think I'm ready to carry every day concealed, get you a shotgun, get a rifle, get a pistol, keep it securely stored in your home in case you need it.
Okay. Now, those not everybody just can't do that, right? Like if you like say if somebody have, you know, a record, they can't do that.
Right. So the process is when you go to purchase a firearm, you have to fill out a ATF form 4470. The first line is, are you the purchaser of this firearm? You have to check yes and a series of other questions. Are you under any type of hospital order? Are you under the influence of anything? Have you renounced your American citizenship? Are you a terrorist? Are you an illegal alien? Do you have any previous felonies? And the misdemeanors that are listed on there are operating under the influence and domestic violence. Mm-hmm. As long as you don't fit any of those categories, you are good to go. Those safeguards are in place because it makes them feel better, because we've seen even people who can legally purchase firearms have gone out and committed mass murder.
Yeah.
So that's their safeguard to say, hey, we did our checks and balances. But yeah, as long as you don't have that, you can absolutely and should have a firearm in the home.
Okay. So we were talking about something at work. I was telling them I was doing this show, this topic. And so what went wrong with the young man who said, you know, thought he was open and carrying, but he got hemmed up?
Well, that young man, and I know firsthand because I've spoken with I used to work in that precinct. So all the officers that were out there were rookies. I've seen them come in and go out. He bought a firearm, paid a nice amount for it, which people, step number one should be purchase or obtain your CPL first.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying a car that you take home and can't drive because you don't have tags. What's the purpose?
Right.
He purchased a firearm. He was at his home. He put the firearm on his hip in a holster, stepped off the porch, went down, was in the street talking to his friends, and the gun was partially covered.
Mm-hmm.
Police roll by, see a bulge. They're going to ask, hey, you got a CPL? He says, no, I'm open carrying. They're like, you can't be open carrying because I can't even see the firearm.
Right.
Ask him for the firearm. His family get enraged because they didn't know the law. First and foremost, if you have a firearm, you don't have a CPL, you're in front of your home. Why do you need to put yourself in that type of jeopardy in front of your home?
Mm-hmm.
That dangerous, stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Until you obtain your CPL. Now, I understand Detroit is getting up there with one of the most violent cities. So I take nothing away from him. I mean, he didn't have a criminal record. So
right.
I won't put that on him. But the lack of knowledge is what got him into a situation that now your family has to spend thousands of dollars to clear your name or even get it reduced so that you can go get a CPL.
Yeah, that was you do have to know the laws.
Absolutely. Again,
that's first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Yeah, knowing the laws. What did you think about what happened on the 4th of July in Georgia with the black militia? Do you see that?
Yeah, I was upset I didn't get an invite.
They were deep. I was like, okay.
And I'm going to tell you why. I applaud them because during this time of protest and demonstration, you have a lot of wasted energy. And what I mean by that, the people that came to downtown Detroit and the city of Detroit to disrupt, that's wasted energy.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Police Department lost 3 officers in the span of like 16 months, shot and killed.
Mm-hmm.
All 3 suspects were apprehended without one shot being fired.
Mm-hmm.
The Detroit Police Department does not, you have never heard of us choking anyone, beating someone, tasing them, snatching them out of a car. None of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wasted energy. The brothers in Georgia, that was positive directed energy.
Mm-hmm.
You take the fight to the source. You cut the top of the weed, you still got the root. It's just going to keep growing.
That's true.
And I like to see, now the Million Man March is cute, but a few hundred brothers with ARs, that message got conveyed very loudly.
Oh yeah. It was, they said it was about 1,000 men and women. They were on it.
Armed.
Armed.
Because yeah, we have the same right under the Second Amendment.
Right, because you saw that in Lansing, you know. Absolutely. So
if they're allowed to go to Lansing, which is the state capital, I can definitely go to the Klan headquarters and knock on the door.
Yep.
I thought they had some lemonade that day. I wanted to be there too.
Right. Me too. That was beautiful to see.
It was.
That was beautiful.
And I don't think it's gonna be the last time.
I hope not.
I really don't think it's going to be it's getting more and more progressively dangerous in terms of people and their motives. With this election coming up, mm-hmm. I'm really on edge because either way it goes, there's going to be some type of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a public reaction. It's going to be a targeted reaction.
Yeah, it is.
So all we can do is get ready.
You heard that, people. Get ready. You can't
be ready. You don't have to get ready.
That's right. Can't be scared. You know, it's just a gun. It's just a gun.
A gun. And it's just a gun. I remember telling somebody, I can sit a gun on the table and point it at me and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's still going to be there looking at me when I wake up.
Right.
It's not guns that kill people. It's stupid people with guns that kill people. We look at what happened in Chicago this weekend.
Yeah.
South Carolina in the club. Just people with that didn't even have the common sense to think before they pulled the trigger.
Right.
So with my training, what I also do, I lay out scenarios. I don't tell you the nice part. I tell you what's going to get you locked up. So right. You cannot say if it happens, Mr. Parks didn't tell me. Yes, I did.
Okay. And I know that Snyder was in office, he passed that law saying that CPL holders can get stun guns, right?
Absolutely.
So is that like the next best thing, say if somebody don't want to?
No. No, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell you why. So the electromuscular disruption device, which is a taser, that's a one-time usage. Now, the stun gun and taser are two different things. The stun mm-hmm. gun has two prongs. The taser shoots the two prongs out 20 feet. Now, if I have on a thick leather coat with a hoodie on up under, this is Detroit, it gets cold here in Michigan,
mm-hmm.
you tase me with that, but the two don't connect. We need a complete current.
Mm-hmm. We
need this one and this one to tramp. So if that doesn't happen, now you fired your taser. What are you going to do now? Throw it at me?
Right.
Get a firearm. Contact Parks Defensive Strategies. We will get you together, and we will make sure that you can handle yourself with a firearm safely.
Okay. So when are your classes held? Just can you tell people about how they can what to expect?
So what I do is I tailor, because I'm not a brick and mortar, I tailor my classes to the customer. We all have different work schedules. We mm-hmm. have family. So I tailor it to the actual customer. And what I try to do is take my legal presentation. We go over the legal portion via Zoom so they can be in the comfort of their home. Don't have to leave. Can still, you know, tend to the kids, do whatever they need to do. Take care of the home. Upon completion of that, we schedule a range day. We go to the range. We spend about an hour on the range so I can make sure you're proficient. You can stop the target. After that, you get your certificate. That next process is filling out the application, taking my certificate with the application to your local county clerk's office. You pay the $105 registration fee with the clerk, and you sit back and wait. Now, the downside to that, if you were in Wayne County, takes about, right now it's taking 2 months to get in there just to file your paperwork. Then it's another 40 days after that. But that should not discourage anyone. Start the process now. Oakland and Macomb County, my customers have told me
It's quick, kind of quick.
They got in and out.
Yeah.
Gotten the whole process completed in under 2-3 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a long time for Macomb, because Macomb is normally 7 days, as well as Oakland. So they need to start the process.
Okay. So you hear that, y'all. you know, it's time to arm yourselves, just protect yourself. Because you have people out here who they don't care. You know, they're out here, you know, career criminals, you know, trying to do what they do, you know. So it's good to protect yourself and don't be scared, ladies and some gentlemen, you know. Absolutely. don't be scared of any guns. And those who are in the Metro Detroit area, I highly suggest that you contact Parks Defensive Strategies. They'll get you right, because I'm telling you, a good instructor, a knowledgeable instructor will save your life. And if you're looking at this and you're not in Michigan, you know, just find a place, a person that is, you suggest that they are registered with the NRA firearm group.
Here's the thing. If they're not in the state of Michigan, they can still contact me. I also belong to another organization.
Okay.
NAGA. It's the National African American Gun Association. Mm-hmm. So what NAGA was created so that we could have African Americans can have a voice in this gun industry. They are the spinoff for African Americans for the NRA.
Okay.
So even if they're not in the state, they can contact me and I can look up and get them some resources in their state through the NAGA Association.
Okay, that's awesome. Okay, so you guys, if you're not in Michigan, you can still hook up with Taquan and he can direct you with someone in that association, because you know we got to support our own.
Absolutely.
We got to support our own, y'all. We do.
Absolutely.
So before we wrap up here, because I know you do have a class to teach in a bit.
Yes, ma'am.
You have any last words you want to leave people?
I just want people to understand that we have to get out of this negative stereotype of, I don't want a gun in my home. I don't need a gun in my home. Well, we don't need a lot of things that's in our home, and we don't use a lot of things we may have in our home. But the worst feeling in the world is when something happens at your home, or if someone is kicking in that door at 2-3 in the morning, and all you have to rely on is 911. To the men that are out there, get something to protect your family. Women, if you're a single woman, you at home, you run the house, get something to protect you and your children. We pray it never happens. But in the event that it does, I will guarantee you my home will be the very worst choice they could have selected.
Right. Thank you so much. And again, you guys, if you want to contact Taquan and Parks Defensive Strategies, you can do so with on Facebook. You can do so again with the phone number. Can you give the phone number?
The phone number is 586 area code 804-6431. And our email is PDS Paul David Sam CPL Charles Paul Larry at yahoo.com.
All right, y'all. Come on. We gotta get ready and stay ready. Is that right?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for watching your listeners and your viewers.
Thank you. And everyone, I just want to say that, you know, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. You know, if you want to watch us, we publish the podcast on our Facebook, Kicking It With Kay and Clay. And you can catch us on any major streaming platforms. And we will be back again with yet another good topic. And again, get ready so you can stay ready. Okay. All right. I'm out.
Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay. Kicking it with Kay and Clay.